When we hear stories like the one we just heard of Jesus drawing near to a leper, healing a leper, and stories of those great saints who emulated Jesus with heroic deeds of charity, think of Mother Teresa serving the poorest of the poor in the gutters. When we hear these stories, we might have the tendency to think that those people who do things like that are somehow qualitatively different from us. Those are super Christians. They must have some sort of extra gift of the Spirit, some sort of extra dose of endorphins that just makes them smile and very joyfully serve people that are difficult to serve. But the rest of us, we don't have that, so it's okay if we're a little more complacent. We have to be careful of this mentality, to recognize that each of us is called to live the gospel just as radically as those great men and women throughout history who have done exactly what Jesus did, who have drawn near to those who are excluded, to those who, from a worldly point of view, are unloved and unlovable. Now, our life circumstances may be very different from a Mother Teresa. It might look differently in our lives. But we have the same gifts of the Spirit that she had and that other great saints had. There's a famous story from the life of St. Francis of Assisi that talks about his encounter with a leper. St. Francis apparently was, well, before he was St. Francis, so we'll just call him Francis, he was praying earnestly to God, asking to know God's will for his life, and the voice of God came to him and let him know that he would have to start to turn away from all those worldly attractions, to begin to disdain those things that were too worldly and separated him from God, and to start to desire the things that used to give him that kind of uncomfortable feeling in his stomach. And then, as he turned away from the world and towards this different way of loving, then he would know God's will. And so the story goes, Francis was riding on horseback near Assisi, and there was a leper begging. So Francis, in an act of the will, decided to drag himself off of his horse, draw near to the leper, give him alms, kiss his hand, and then accept a kiss of peace. And this was a moment of great conversion in the life of Francis, who would then begin to see those undesirable people in a very different light, but as his path to heaven and his path to joy. There is a force in the gospel, a force in this gospel we just heard that really does change hearts, and through those individual changed hearts, change the world. And as people like Francis testify, there's also a great joy that comes with taking the gospel seriously, letting ourselves be challenged by it, informed by it. And we hear in today's gospel how Jesus overcomes the barrier between pure and impure. We learn that there's not a distinction between people that we should welcome and people that we should avoid. Those people who are worth our time and the people who are not worth our time. Jesus overcomes this and calls us to do the same, but we know this is not easy. Think about the way we're attentive to the needs of others. There are some people in our lives it's very easy to be attentive to. It's very easy to give our time to be loving. Maybe these are the attractive, intelligent, witty people that might ask something from us. And, oh yeah, it's good to be fully present to them. It feels good to be in their presence. And that's good. It's good to serve everyone. But then we know there are those other people in our lives who might cross our path, who might come into our classroom, our office. We might pass on the street. And they cause a very different reaction in us. The stomach sort of drops. You think, oh no, not today. I don't have time to give to this person today. I've got other things to do. Whereas if it would have been one of those witty, intelligent, attractive people, it's easier to set aside what we had to do and pay attention to this person. So we think about this dynamic in our lives. Who are those people that we would rather avoid, but who may have some need, who may be able to help, we may be able to show some love to? And it can be a good measure for us in terms of where our hearts are, in terms of that continual conversion that the gospel demands of us, that continual call to love those people that others would rather avoid. So if that's one strong message we get from today's reading, right, how to treat the lepers among us, another, maybe primary message is that before we can do this effectively, before we can be like Christ to others, we have to recognize and accept the love that God has for us, the desire that God has to heal us, the way God has moved in front of our suffering. If we don't buy into that, if we don't believe that, it's very tough to extend that presence to others. We heard in today's gospel, this leper asks Jesus, says to Jesus, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And then the text that we have tells us, Jesus moved with pity, extended his hand, and he healed him. Now there's another, perhaps, original manuscript that says, Jesus, instead of moved with pity, it says, Jesus becoming angry, becoming full of disdain. So we have this image of Jesus being angry, not because he's being bothered, not because this person is not following the Levitical law, but Jesus who is angry when he sees someone suffering at this injustice of one of his beloved people suffering. So Jesus moved with pity, Jesus angry. The point is, God himself is moved profoundly in his inmost being in front of our suffering. Now, there are no lepers among us here today, at least as far as I know, in an official sense. But it's true that each of us here, especially if we have a few years behind us in life, has been wounded in some way or another and can be restored to the fullness of life by Jesus' healing touch. Now, some of us in this moment might have very open wounds, might have something very difficult and painful going on. And we need Jesus to extend his hand, to stop the bleeding, and to show us the way forward back onto that path of life. He offers this. Some may have wounds that we've buried for a long time that we'd rather not deal with, but they still pop up now and then and cause a lot of trouble in our lives. Jesus wants to address those too. And there are some, certainly, who have already experienced the healing touch of Jesus that has allowed them to overcome very difficult situations and to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And this helps us to accompany others towards that light. The point that comes from our gospel is that in front of our suffering, God is moved and desires to heal us, desires to transform us into people who can extend that healing touch to others. So Jesus extends his hand to us today. We don't encounter him on the street in the exact same way that leper did, but he has made it so that we encounter him very concretely. He's left us with ways, trustworthy, faithful ways of encountering his presence. We just received him in the word that comes to us from the gospel. The subtle work of the Holy Spirit is going on in every one of your hearts right now, in my heart right now, in those little silent spaces in between the parts of the Mass. Jesus, who shares his very body and blood with us, who offers us healing forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, especially as we approach the Lenten season, we're reminded that going to confession before Easter is a good idea. And the church asks that of us at least once a year before Easter. God might not want to make a big show about it, about the healing work he's doing in your life, just like he told that leper to stay quiet. But if you let him, he will let you know the work that he's doing, and he will fill you with that new hope, that renewed sense of life that allows us to walk through this world with a loving, compassionate gaze on others, and full of gratitude and joy for the love that we have received already from our Lord.